It's here, the episode you've been waiting for. Just how do you make sure 2025 is going to be a success?
It's the E-commerce Master Plan Podcast, here to help you solve your marketing problems and grow your e-commerce business. Cutting through the hype to bring you inspiration and advice from the e-commerce sector and beyond. Here's your host, Chloe Thomas.
Hello and welcome. It's great to have you here. A special welcome if this is the first time you've tuned into the E-commerce Master Plan podcast. A lot of our listeners find us via this episode each year. Whether you're a new or returning listener, it is excellent to be chatting to you. So thanks for hitting play. Every January, we release an episode like this one, Your Guide to the Best Ways to Achieve Success This Year. Every year since 2016, it's been the most popular episode of the year. And with 2025 shaping up to be yet another interesting and different year, I fully expect this to be a super popular episode this year too. To me, it feels like 2025 is going to be a big year of consolidation. The continuing drive for profits rather than just growth, including the drive for head office efficiency. Data. What do we have? Where is it? How are we using it? And how can we make it work for us? Customer retention. The top theme for 2025 in my poll on LinkedIn. All areas where you'll be consolidating. To help you navigate the impact of all of this and build resilience and competitiveness into your business, I've worked hard to get you a lineup of brilliant experts so you get the best possible tips to help you survive the year ahead. And dare I say it, make the most of 2025 too. Please listen to the end of the episode so you don't miss out on any of my guests' top tips for e-commerce growth in 2025 and my own little roundup of it all as well. Okay, let's get on with it. The tips are about to come thick and fast. So we've put our notes, including lots of links to things mentioned by our experts on the website you'll find via ecmp.info/526. And I will repeat that later as well. Coming up, you're going to hear from some of the world's top e-commerce minds and some of those awesome people who work for your favorite e-commerce software. All are answering the same question. What is your top tip for e-commerce success in 2025? Rather excitingly, this year, quite a few of them are giving you multiple top tips. So even better value for guests. Now, whilst there's a lot about data and efficiency, there's also a lot of practical advice, especially on the marketing front. Let's kick off things with Jay O'Neill, ex-Holland & Barrett and now founder of Tap Digital. Jay's taking us straight to the heart of an area of e-commerce I think you'd be mad not to be working on in Q1.
Focusing on efficiency. So sitting down with the e-commerce team, working out what those repetitive tasks are, those tasks they're doing daily, weekly, monthly, and automating them. The real mundane tasks that essentially no one really wants to do, but they have to do them. It's the hygiene factor of running an e-commerce store. I think there's a lot of low-code tools out there utilizing AI, etc. as well to really automate those tasks. That will make teams more efficient, which is great. But it's not really going to get you growth. What really gets you growth is what those automated workflows unlock. And they unlock those value-add tasks because they give people back time to go and focus on the stuff that then enables them to focus on growth and really push a business. It's a double-edged sword, really. It's a nice positive, two positives to it. You get that efficiency piece, which makes everyone a little bit happier as well. But then also you get that time back to then go and focus on growth as well.
Efficiency, efficiency, efficiency. What's not to love? How can you unlock the value add with your team and systems? And if you want to hear more of Jay's e-commerce insights, he's our guest for the very next episode. Yes, a whole episode of Jay sharing his approach on how to grow from 7 to 8 figures, which he's done with multiple businesses. Make sure you're subscribed or following us so you don't miss that one. Right, we've started big picture and with efficiency. So let's stay right there and welcome Jim Herbert from Patchworks, who's hitting a similar theme with some nitty-gritty advice for you.
So I've been in e-commerce since the turn of the century, so 25 years. That makes me feel old. More on the technical side. But what's been really interesting watching the kind of move from physical to digital commerce is the fact that e-commerce and now digital commerce is a science, right? You've got so much data there. You can work out, you know, what your most popular product is, how many visitors you're getting, how your ads performing, what your best performing channels are. And then all that data obviously all flows through to back-end systems as well. So the top tip I would say for success in e-commerce in general is use that data. Understand that it's a science, right? So at the very beginning, are you selling enough online? And if you're not, have a real good look at your kind of acquisition channels. So work out if you should be spending more on Google ads, if maybe some of the marketplaces out there, the TikToks, the Amazon marketplace, the larger retailers are a way of getting that data in. Really understand that funnel by looking at your analytics packages and working that out. Then look at how much you're driving through to your checkout process, right? So make sure that your conversion rates are good. And if they're not, why not? Is it photography? Is it down to having a poor checkout experience? Is it down to having a poor or difficult to understand sizing guide for fashion, for instance? Really take a close look at that. And then offer more in the checkout, right? So look at loyalty. Look at the ability to sell more to those people. Get your average order value up. There are three really key metrics. I mentioned data. It's really important that you don't have to do a lot of manual processing. So getting those orders through to the warehouse, make sure you streamline that. Have some software in there that automates it from that side of things. And then look at returns. If you're fashion in particular, returns are kind of a dirty secret. Everyone stops talking about returns because it's horrible and it costs money. Does it? I mean, it does, but there's software out there that can allow you to monetize that. Initially, there is software out there that allows you to try and avoid those returns. So maybe having the ability to edit an order in the first half an hour after it's been taken, either to get it changed or cancelled, or hopefully to be upsold as well. Particularly with the cross-border fund that we have in the UK, I've used that myself. I bought some stuff in the Netherlands. I got an email. And of course, it meant that I didn't have to pay for double shipping and double customs. So that kind of thing can really help on that side. And then look at one of the returns platforms that can streamline that from your side to minimize the cost of returns and get that stock back in stock so that you can sell it again or to do something else with it. So the key thing is use that data, automate that data and streamline your processes. And so when you come around to the next Black Friday, you can sit back happy in the knowledge that your sites and your physical retail are all joined together doing as best as they possibly can.
An easier Black Friday this year? Who doesn't want that? Thank you, Jim. Building on that and getting into some of the key trends we're seeing is our next expert, Lucia Locatelli from DoFinder, one of our experts who's giving you three tips.
Thinking about 2025, there are some trends that are going to grow even more, becoming a must for e-commerce. My tip is to design your strategy considering them. First, AI personalization. Predicting what customers need. Shopping isn't the same for everyone anymore. Now people expect their experience to feel personal, like it's just made for them. That's where AI comes in. By analyzing data like your past purchase behavior or what you've been browsing, brands can figure out what you might want next and show it to you at the perfect time. Companies like Amazon and Netflix set the standard, offering personalized product recommendation and seamless experiences. Think about how Netflix knows what you want to watch before you do. This isn't just about satisfaction, it drives results. Personalized marketing can boost e-commerce revenue by up to 15%. For e-commerce brand, the takeaway is clear. By using data like shopping history, real-time browsing and search, market trends, they can create a real tailored experience. Second, retail media. Because it turns digital assets and customer data into powerful tool for targeted marketing. Big players have already launched their own platform to attract advertisers, and solutions like DoFinder now can make it easier than ever to include sponsored element into your e-commerce. This approach allows brands to create personalized ads and also give them full control over advertising space, ensuring better outcomes, a stronger return on investment, and more value for everyone. Third, subscription models will continue to be an effective way to retain customers and generate recurring revenue. To keep growing and stand out from competition, subscription models will need to mix products, services, exclusive content, and extra benefits. Remember, it's not only a matter of convenience, but it's also offering exclusivity and advanced personalization, with too many advantages: predictable revenue and ongoing customer relationships. By offering tailored recurring experience, brand can deepen the connection with the customers and secure a more stable revenue over time.
Thanks, Lucia. Nicely tapping us into a few marketing methods and customer retention ideas there, and offering the tailored recurring experience. If all the developments in AI and algorithms in the last 12 months have enabled us to do anything, it's tailored recurring experiences. Sticking with the discussion of trends for 2025, next up is Emily Benoit from Shopify, offering layers of advice for you to help you this year.
At Shopify, we're seeing three clear developments in commerce as we move into the new year. Retailers' use of AI, learnings from this year's peak season for 2025, and the increased importance of unified commerce for retail. So first, the topic everyone is talking about, AI, and how retailers can apply it to their business. AI is fast cementing its position as a business-critical tool for retailers, helping them to streamline their operations. But there's a gap between consumer expectations around AI in the shopping experience and what retailers are actually doing. Shopify's recent holiday retail research report shows that consumers recognize AI's value in improving the service they receive from brands or the in-store experience, and it suggests demand for such tools are likely to increase. Yet, only 21% of retailers are planning to use AI to support the quality of service or personalized customer experiences. While AI is undoubtedly revolutionizing operations, to truly transform retail, merchants will need to focus 2025 on how they can use it to deliver a more personalized, unified, and quality experience wherever shoppers buy. Second tip is planning for peak season 2025 should begin already. Shopify merchants outdid themselves again this year, achieving a record-breaking $11.5 billion in global sales on Black Friday Cyber Monday, a 24% increase in sales compared to 2023. There is no denying that the golden quarter remains a key moment for retailers of all kinds, especially online. For many, the planning for next year has already begun, and the strategy retailers in 2025 need to implement to make the most of the holiday spending seasons are: first, make sure the price is right, but don't compromise elsewhere. Brands must balance a compelling price with a compelling experience. Beyond discounts, free shipping and/or returns, loyalty schemes, and seamless shopping across channels is vital. Second, invest in customer loyalty and experience. That means investing in schemes that reward loyalty and build a sense of community around your brand is paramount. Third, meet consumers where they are. Retail is now everywhere, and retailers must be agile to evolving shopping habits. Meeting customers across every possible surface and providing a consistent experience between them all ensure retailers are capturing shoppers where they are. That final point leads us onto our third and final trend and tip for 2025. The challenge that retailers face is not just omnichannel, it's really achieving true unified commerce. Consumer habits are changing, and they expect merchants to meet them wherever they are. It's a significant headache for retailers who are working hard to optimize their tech stacks to ensure consumers have the same experience in-store, online, via social media, or any other platform. Our holiday retail research found that 2 in 5, 44%, British consumers plan to evenly split their shopping offline and online. Add social commerce to the mix, and it's a complicated landscape for retailers. Historically, that was called omnichannel. But this is simply not good enough anymore, as emphasis grows on creating one view of the customer. 2025 will therefore mark a sea change in the implementation of unified commerce, which integrates all the business technology, data, and platforms into a single view of the customer. Enterprise businesses are uniquely placed to offer this. With significant experience operating across channels, they can help consumers easily find what they're looking for. But to ensure a consistent, personalized, and valuable experience, they need to adopt a unified commerce mentality, connecting the dots across platforms to gain a single view of the customer. Think omnichannel, but better. It can unlock opportunities to streamline operations, increase loyalty, and decrease acquisition costs, enabling them to exceed customer expectations for the years to come.
Awesome. Thank you for such a comprehensive answer, Emily. And I'm loving those stats you've included too. Regular listeners to these episodes will know I like to save the super practical tips for the end of the episode. And we've got some super juicy marketing tips still to come and some really easily actionable ones too. First, though, let's hear from Maya Knights, publisher of Retail Technology magazine. I finally got to meet Maya a couple of months ago, so I'm super excited to be able to bring you her advice, and it's awesome she was able to spare her time to share a few insights with us all too.
My top tip for 2025 sounds fairly generic. It's been around for a long time, but I believe it's becoming so important. And that is personalization. I've always hesitated to talk about personalization in detail because when I do, somebody mentions hyper-personalization. And I think that's, again, just as an indicator of where we are in terms of being able to genuinely personalize communications and engagement for consumers and clients, B2B, B2C alike. But given the groundswell of development that we've seen around AI and particularly generative AI through 2024, I believe that that's really lowered the barriers of entry to dynamically personalize engagement and communications with consumers. I've always said the most successful brands and retailers know who their customers are, know who their best customers are, and use that knowledge to go out and find more like them and run their business better as a result. But I've also now started to realize that if you can show the customer that you know who they are and do so in a meaningful way that goes beyond just putting their first name in the address of the email, it's going to pay dividends. Remember me when you're sending me a promotional email that deep links into your app. If you're asking me to check out, pre-populate my details. There's so many ways that you can actually personalize every step of the customer journey, and you have no excuses with Gen AI now.
Using AI to make the simple possible. Love that, Maya. Thank you. Okay, we're going into the ads in a moment, but don't tune out. Firstly, because our ad break is always worth listening to. And secondly, because there's still four brilliant guests still to share their advice. And at the end, I'll be summing it all up for you. We will be back with a great tip for getting the tech to boost your email and ads results in a moment.
E-commerce Master Plan is supported by some of the greatest companies in the e-commerce sector. Here's a reminder of who they are.
Welcome back. Okay, let's get back to the tips. In this section, I've got four more experts for you, each sharing some insights into how to improve your marketing this year. Let's go super practical first up with Yiqi Wu from Immerse.
Did you know that third-party cookie deprecation and iOS change have reduced audience tracking by 40%? fixing and enhancing your data tracking is probably the simplest low-hanging fruit you can grab in 2025. Imagine you launch an amazing campaign. Customers are flooding to your site, views and clicks spike, but most of them leave without completing their purchase. Many of them will use Safari. With cookie deprecation and tracking blocked, your abandoned cart emails are not sent. Potential customers are lost. Another tip is do not settle for a Shopify Meta native CAPI integration. Marketing performance is only as good as your data tracking. Shopify default CAPI just connects Shopify and Meta for data exchange. It lacks the advanced features like visitor data enrichment and extended data tracking. Better tracking means better data for Meta to train algorithm on top. And that's how you get better ROAS.
Thanks, Yiqi. I do love a quick win. One of the big stories in e-commerce marketing right now is social commerce, about as far from cookies and email and ad algorithms as you can get. But our next two guests are going to help you get to grips with what that means, what social commerce means for your marketing strategy in 2025. First up, here's James Cowie from Shopline.
Socials are the top tip for 2025. Looking at the data we had from the Cyber Monday, the Black Friday, it was so clear that the brands that really succeeded and that ranked in the, you know, the top influent markets, their top purchases, was all about online social media activities. The unboxing experiences that you saw on TikTok, the viral posts that you saw on Facebook and the interaction with those. I think this is where we're bringing back that offline experience, but bringing it online. So I remember when I was younger, you used to go into the store and you'd have the guy in, you know, the Currys or the PC World telling you all about the brand new phone, the brand new Nokia, you know, 3210 that had just come out, the fact that you could customize the home screen. It was giving you real interactive experiences where you could communicate, you could see it, you could sort of touch it, but you got a real sense of what you were buying. And I really do believe that 2025, the key to success is going to be how do you unlock social sharing, social influence, and be able to sell real time online with a social media presence.
Thank you, James. And next, let's hear from Nora Zakowskite from TikTok Shop. And who knows more about social commerce than the TikTok Shop team?
Social commerce is expected globally to reach and add to the economy at £6.3 trillion by 2030. Only in the UK, by 2028, we expect this to be £16 billion opportunity. And we really, here at TikTok Shop, we've really seen this in action today when we have over 200,000 sellers selling every single day, which is double the amount from last year. Therefore, my advice for brands and sellers is really for the next year to join the social commerce revolution early. In particularly, within social revolution and social commerce, we're looking at live shopping as a new way of engagement with consumers online. Consumers have been craving with human interaction through buying and products and purchasing goods online for a long time. This opportunity allows to see the product in action right away. We see millions of creators and celebrities going live every day from doing the cooking recipes, mini fashion shows, makeup tutorials. Therefore, it's really a great opportunity to experience and to start experimenting with live shopping and live streaming, because it becomes quickly one of the biggest selling factors of success.
Yes, live shopping, like the Uber level social commerce, still in the testing bucket for too many brands. Get on and run those tests, then roll it out, people. Which brings us to our final expert guest for this 2025 success episode. And we're going old school marketing with new school tactics. Yes, it's SEO time with the brilliant Carolyn Shelby from Yoast.
So something most people aren't thinking about for 2025 is that it's not your product page that's going to win. It's your content. If you want to cite AI as your source, you need FAQ pages, how-to guides, and buyer's guides that clearly answer the customer's questions. Here's the big shift. Your product page is not the star of the show anymore. When a customer asks ChatGPT or Google's AI overview, what's the best moisturizer for dry skin? It's not going to pull up your product page. It's going to pull content from the FAQ pages, how-to guides, and in-depth articles that clearly answer the question. Why is this happening? Because AI is prioritizing content that feels neutral, complete, and consensus-driven. And your product page does not fit that mold. Product pages are designed to sell, not teach. But, and this is important, just because your product page isn't the source for these AI citations doesn't mean that it's irrelevant. That link at the end of the ChatGPT answer, that link can be your site. And the page it goes to on your site can have links specifically to those products. The path to get there isn't through a buy now button. It's going to be through knowledge, expertise, and clear, complete answers. So how are you going to win? Here's the play. Step one, you're going to write FAQ pages that answer the most common product questions. If you sell skincare, don't just list the ingredients on your product page. Answer the real questions people are asking, like, which ingredient is best for dry skin? Answer it fully, clearly, and in plain language, or the language that your customers are most likely to use. Step two is going to be to create how-to guides. If you're selling DIY kits, write clear, step-by-step instructions that walk people through the process from start to finish. No missing steps, no vague instructions. AI loves clear, complete instructions, and those step-by-step details are exactly what AI is going to pull into its answers. Step three, write comparison pages and buyer's guides. If you have five versions of a product, don't just throw them on a category page. Write a guide called How to Choose the Best, whatever, for your needs. List the pros, the cons, and the differences. AI loves comparison content because it's clear, educational, and decision-focused, and that's exactly the kind of content it pulls from. You can do these three things, the FAQs, the how-to guides, and the buyer's guides, and that will give you, or rather AI, something it can cite as a trusted source. So let me make everything super clear. Your product pages are not going to be the pages that ChatGPT is pulling from. But if you create FAQ pages, how-to guides, and buying guides, your brand will be seen as a source. And when you're seen as a source, AI is going to cite you. And that link, it can send people directly to your product page. So here's my top tip for e-commerce in 2025. Don't aim to be a product page. Aim to be the answer. When ChatGPT, SearchGPT, and Google's AI overviews ask, who has the best answer for this question? You want your brand to be that answer. If you create FAQ pages, how-to guides, and buying guides that answer the questions your customers are asking better than anyone else, you have a good shot at being cited as the source. And when you're cited as the source, you're winning.
Thanks, Carolyn. FAQs, how-to guides, buyer's guides for the win. What a great final tip for success in 2025. Okay, a huge thank you to all my guests. And how do I sum all of that up for you? Well, to be successful in 2025 in e-commerce, I think you need to do customer retention well, to explore new marketing channels and new ways to spread your message. This is not a year for eradicating your testing budget. Get your data in order so you can leverage it and feed all those algorithms. Invest in your team, efficiency, AI, automation, growth. These are all dependent on you enabling your team to deliver great work. So how can you help them? New tech, new software, new training, kill the silos. So many ways to fix that. And I think our guests have given you a lot of ways and details on how to improve in those areas. One final tip from me though. AI is a tool. It is not an objective. You've just heard lots of ways AI and automation can improve your business, but only where there's an opportunity to take advantage of or a problem to solve. So please, please, please do not put use AI on your list of objectives for 2025. It is a solution, not an objective. I hope you've got a lot from this episode. And if you're listening on Spotify, please do use the comments area to tell us which was your favourite piece of advice from our experts. There is a lot here to get your head around in this episode, so please do listen again. Why not listen again? Or share with your team so it can help them too. And to help you take it all in, we've created our own set of notes from this episode with lots of links, the full transcript. Just go to ecmp.info/526. That's ECMP for e-commerce master plan.info/526. And that will take you straight to the right page on the website. When you get to the website, go on, add yourself to our email list so you don't miss out on any of the other great things we've got planned for this year to help you improve your business. Thank you for tuning in to this and every episode of the E-commerce Master Plan podcast that you hit play on. And if you liked this episode, then please do keep listening to our show. Why not scroll up the feed to find an interview with a retailer that intrigues you? We've got over 500 of them now, so I'm sure you'll find something worth your attention. I bring you a new interview every single week because I want to inspire and help e-commerce business owners like you to succeed and thrive with your businesses, including progressing along the path to net zero. So if you know someone this show can help, please tell them to listen to the E-commerce Master Plan podcast. I hope you have a great week, and don't forget to keep optimizing.
Thank you for listening to the E-commerce Master Plan podcast. Find out more at ecommercemasterplan.com/podcast.